two things.
Fine. Everett, how are you?
Okay. On Ramsey, that's quite all right.
All right.
You won't have any trouble.
All right. What do you think about it towards my friend?
Well, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good, able boy. Mm-hmm. We had him up here, you know, last year a lot of the time. And I had a chance to appraise him.
What about the problem with Daddy on the court?
Huh? Well, of course, the Attorney General don't appear before the court.
No, that's right.
The solicitor appears.
I know that.
Yeah, I raised that question with a number of our fellas.
You think that's all right? What about, does Ruska have a good opinion of him?
Yeah.
I've never seen him in the courtroom, never seen him testify. I don't know a thing in the world. I'm just trying to find somebody that everybody will trust.
Well, he handles himself well.
Mm.
So, I don't think you'll have any trouble on that court.
All right.
Number two, I promised to give you a report on that meeting of members of the House Ways and Means and Senate Finance.
Yep.
The general thing is that they'll accept the pattern. Now, if some want to offer some amendments, they're not worked out. What they'll be, I don't know. Some may be good, some may be bad, some may be indifferent. But I think the general thing is that they do want to go along with the anti-inflation pattern. So that's where we left it after the conference last night.
Tell you what we want to do, if we can, get something y'all can act soon so we don't keep the economy wobbly. When it looks like we've decided everything goes good, when it looks like we're hesitating, everybody, even the foreigners, get bad. Now, they tell me that they're going to put an amendment in. We don't want it, don't like it, but it solves most of their problems. They say out in the Midwest, and particularly states like Kansas and Iowa and I guess Illinois, some of them, your Chicago people, that they have machinery, farm machinery and tractors and balers and things, and they're going to have extra equipment for this extra wheat allotment. We've given them 2 15% increases.
Yeah.
So they wanted they started out 5,000 and they got 10,000 and they're going to adopt an amendment. 15,000 exemption for any single equipment purchase. So they take care of the farmers and the equipment salesmen and the Midwestern outfit.
Yeah.
And they say that loses us about 400 or 500 million of it.
That much, surely.
They say, but I think about 400, but of the 2 billion something.
Yeah.
But I guess it's something we can live with, and if we can hold it to that, they want to put in pollution, exempt pollution equipment. I don't think you ought to start that.
Yeah.
I think that one amendment, if they just exempt 10,000 or 15,000, is all right.
Yeah.
So you try to take that and see if you can't make them, when they report the House bill, they say then they don't think they'll have any opposition.
Yeah.
Then you make your boys try to move it the same way.
Yeah.
Would you do that for me?
I'll try.
Thank you.
Okay.